This is News Talk 1260, WFTW, Fort Walton Beach, a Cumulus station. The following program is paid for by BitWizards Information Technology Solutions.
And it's 8:30. It's time for BitWizards Tip of the Wand. On the phone with me today, I've got Vince and Sam. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing well. Fantastic.
Oh, come on.
I got some latest COVID-19 news for you.
Okay, what is it?
All right, so New York man is the latest COVID-19 victim. And then it's got a picture of a bear mauling a dude, and it says, man mauled by bear is latest death attributed to COVID-19. And the hashtags are pound unbearable, pound so sad, pound Winnie the flu.
Well, these people are keeping somewhat of a sense of humor. That's kind of crazy, though. But a sense of humor, you know, to get through almost anything, you need a little bit of a sense of humor, because this is just a horrible thing that's going on. But glad to see you got a sense of humor, Vince. You know, you guys always have a good sense of humor, though.
We like to have fun.
Yeah, you do. You really do. So everybody's staying safe. Family's all good.
Everybody's good.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to hear that. Anything new, guys?
You doing all right?
Wizards? Yeah, yeah. We're doing okay over here. So far, so good. Can't do any major complaining. Not that anybody would care or listen. But you know how that goes.
Well, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah. Or the boot. Yeah, welcome to my life. All right, guys. You guys ready to get rolling?
We're ready.
All right, let's do this.
Bit Wizards, Bits and Bytes.
So this morning on Bits and Bytes, we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the news. And this pertains to the changing face of payment technology, which is applicable to small business. And the first one that I wanted to call out was that Apple Pay is overtaking Starbucks as the top mobile payment app. Now, there's 30.3 million users this past year, and Apple's pulled ahead of Starbucks as the most popular mobile payment app. It's been revealed from recent data from eMarketer, and the reason is for the growth is due to more point-of-sales terminals starting to accept what we call NFC, or near-field communication-based apps. Basically, people can walk up and tap their smartphone close to it. And according to the data, about 39.4% of the proximity mobile payment users will be Starbucks users, while Apple has about 47.3%. And then along with that, you've got Google Pay and Samsung Pay, which are also benefiting from the upgrade of point-of-sales terminals.
You know, I don't know anything about that, really. I mean, I don't use that. I guess that's very convenient, though.
It is. It's really interesting technology, the way it works. The same way when you swipe your card at your hotel room to get into the door is essentially the same technology happening there. There's a small passive chip sitting inside that card, and it has a big radio antenna around it. And when you get near enough to the reader, it's powerful enough to send a charge that lights up the chip, and the chip sends back a response. And that's built into all of our phones now. And at first, it was a little gimmicky. You could share your contact information with a friend by bumping your phone against their phone, and it was enough to trigger this NFC, this near-field communication little chip inside there, push some information across. But they figured out how to make a secure transaction happen through this, and so now it's tied to your bank account or to a credit card. And it actually seems to be good for everybody on multiple levels, being able to do this paying with your phone or paying with your watch. And apart from the fact that every time I do it, I feel like I'm living in the future. I love that each transaction is a unique ID. Every single time I swipe my phone instead of swiping my credit card, it's essentially giving it a brand new credit card number. It's the equivalent of giving it a brand new credit card number. And, you know, credit card companies charge higher fees if the card isn't present at the time when you swipe it. And so that's why when you go into the store, they want you to swipe your card rather than ordering stuff online. The great thing about this is it is guaranteeing that that device is in your hand, so they know that it's not a stolen card as well. So it benefits across the board, not least of which right now is that it's one less surface for us to keep touching when we're out at the store groceries.
You had to throw that in there, didn't you?
Well, I like that, being the germaphobe that I am. Just wave my phone, wave my watch near the reader, and it takes the payment right then and there. It's amazing technology. It just takes a while to take off. And so finally now it's hitting to where a lot of places you don't have to have your wallet on you anymore. You just have to have your mobile device to be able to make mobile device payments.
Well, the other thing too is that not only does that make it more convenient, but the transaction happens almost instantly, and it's very, very quick versus, you know, where somebody's got a credit card terminal and it automatically ties in because it uses some of the technology built into your cellular technology to do that transaction between the two items. So, it's amazing that it pops up. The other thing that I've done with that fintech is to be able to go back and tie it into my phone with all my credit cards. And as soon as my card's used, makes my wife upset, I can tell that the card's been used, and then I can call her on the telephone and say, what did you just spend at Publix?
What are you doing? Oh, I bet she loves that. Big brother's watching. Now it's big husband watching. Oh, that's funny. Oh, no.
It is amazing how far we've come. We've come such a long way in methods of payment in just the last few years, because it wasn't that long ago that if you had a credit card, they had that swipey-swipe machine on the countertop that you put the carbon copy paper in there and slide your card underneath it and then roll that roller across it and write back again so they had a record of your – and then you have to sign a yellow slip of paper to show that you had actually paid for your credit card. We've come so far now since then that it's an opportunity for businesses to get ahead of the curve technology-wise.
And not only does this tie into, you know, working with your customers and taking payments from your customers, but, you know, Visa just announced that they launched their new Visa Infinite business. And what they're basically doing is they're trying to expand their business card product suite, because 52% of all small businesses now leverage their credit cards in order to manage and run their business. Well, there's also a growing demand for them to pay their suppliers electronically versus having to cut a check. I know, like here at BitWizards, we put everything that we possibly can on our American Express. And then we reconcile that each month and import in the transactions directly into QuickBooks. And then that way, you know, I don't have to write checks. And we can track all of the expenses, categorize them in an electronic way. And I can set up all of my automatic recurring payments that we have for the business that need to come out. And then we just kind of go back and track those on a regular basis. So, the new Visa Infinite business out there, you know, is giving customers or businesses access to higher limits for those credit cards so that they can continue to, you know, do those payments and things like that, kind of like the way that we are. And some of the added benefits to some of those things are, is like with our American Express, you know, we get points that we use for our Delta Sky Miles and things like that. So, you know, if you're spending a significant amount of money each month, those points add up and they can help defray costs in other areas. Most businesses are trying to move away from making cash or check payments to suppliers and buyers and gravitate more towards, you know, electronic processes.
That sounds very, very efficient and very, very easy. Well, not easy, but it sounds efficient and very, very less time consuming than the old-fashioned way of doing that. Now, just let me ask you this. There's probably a lot of folks that are listening thinking, you know, that sounds great, but how secure really is that? So nobody hacks in when I'm trying to pay from my bank to another company to pay bills, like you said, have the bills taken out every month. How secure is that?
Well, the transaction process is actually very secure. The credit card companies don't want to deal with fraud. They don't want those things to happen. So, you know, they use point-to-point encryption. There's a lot of different things that are done to make sure that those transactions are secure. The biggest, you know, problem with this is you not, you know, doing things that you should be doing, like making sure that you use top of the line type of passwords that can't be hacked. You protecting your own personal information, not clicking on things inside of emails that you don't know that they come from, that type of thing.
Okay. That's how they do the, we're calling it phishing. Is that the phishing ones?
Yeah, it's the phishing model, and you want to keep away from those types of things. But generally, the sites are, you know, the sites are already secure. They're secure with HTTPS, with an SSL certificate, which encrypts that. And then when you make the transaction from point to point between where you are in either your web browser or via your phone, it's got those things in there. And then often the phone, depending upon which one that you're using, ties in biometrics inside of that as well so that it's tied back to you personally.
And you help your customers set this sort of thing up, I guess, with VPNs. Do VPNs fall into play with any of this if they're doing it from their machines?
Not in this particular case. Those are usually done over credit card. I think Sam wanted to add something to that.
Well, it's a sort of VPN because the transactions themselves are secure through what we call an SSL certificate. So it is encrypting all of that traffic back and forth between someone swiping their card, and by the time it gets to the bank, it's all been heavily encrypted in a system that would be just about impossible to reverse and to try to back out of it. And It's not even just businesses. I know a lot of nonprofits right now are relying heavily on these online payments or these digital payments. I know a lot of churches are continuing to hold their services, even though they're not able to really congregate in a single building, they're holding their service online. And so now more than ever, a lot of the nonprofits are having to rely on not an offering plate being passed around on a Sunday morning, but on their congregation being able to stay in touch and still be a part of the ministry. And that's where Apple Pay and Square and Stripe and PayPal and all of these systems are coming into play, even right now becoming critical to people keeping their jobs in the nonprofit sector.
And I think the key thing there is to make sure that when you pick small business payment technology that you're using a reputable type of service. I mean, you know, mainstream ones, like Sam mentioned, you know, Apple Pay, Square, Stripe, PayPal, Authorize.net, Braintree, 2Checkout, WePay, Heartland Payment Systems, Digital River. And those are some of the things that we help our customers, you know, choose what's the right thing, what helps them out. Help them get the right, you know, because different ones of those have different fees. Some of them are top of the line point of sale systems that you can that have that near field communication or the Stripe reader right there. It makes it very convenient for customers. And, you know, I try to tell people nowadays that, you know, that every business is a technology company. And I, you know, what says more about your business? Is it using a cash register in your business from the 1980s where you're plugging mechanical keys, or where you pull out a 3-page carbon copy order receipt booklet and you hand write out a sale, or better off, you know, checking out with a modern point of sale system, a system that is going to track your customer's purchase, checks out in seconds, it updates your inventory, emails a receipt, it solicits reviews from the customer, it gets permission to send offers to engage the customer on a personal level after the fact. These are critical pieces that technology can do for you. And, you know, I know a lot of small business owners, they're afraid. These things are, not only are they afraid, but they don't think they're cost effective. A lot of them are very, very cost effective. They may cost you, some transaction fees, but you get your money a lot quicker. Most of the time they settle in 24 to 48 hours. And as everybody in business knows, you know, cash flow is very, very important. You know, getting that money in your bank account so you can utilize it as quickly as possible so that you can either, you know, pay your employees or, you know, buy more inventory or even take out that, you know, a little bit of profit for yourself or for, you know, to reinvest in your business. That's absolutely critical. So, you know, again, we, you know, from a BitWizard standpoint, we understand that technology is a tool to help your business be more efficient and to serve your customers. It's not technology for technology's sake. And as I said, you know, every business today is a technology business, and you need someone to help you implement, manage, monitor, control, and maintain it. And our managed IT services is a perfect way to go. And even if you don't utilize us, you need to get some professional help. There's too many choices out there. There's too many decisions to be made. You need that professional help, somebody that really understands these type of systems and how to implement them to make your business better.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you guys can make life so much easier for so many people that are doing it the old school way.
Yeah, old school sounds great, and I know a lot of folks out there feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But here's the deal: you know, there's the The business climate's littered with companies that didn't react to technology or changes.
With them for a long time, we are so proud to work with them and so happy to provide for their IT needs.